Welcome back to Start in Chess, where we dive deep into fascinating topics that can make a real difference in our lives. Today, we're exploring a unique and powerful tool for managing attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, chess. That's right, we're going to talk about how this classic game of strategy and skill can help improve attention and self-control in individuals with ADHD. So let's jump right in.
To understand how chess can be beneficial, let's first take a moment to understand ADHD. ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder that affects millions of people worldwide, both children and adults. It's characterized by symptoms such as inattention, impulsivity, and hyperactivity. For many, this means struggling with tasks that require sustained focus, such as schoolwork or job responsibilities. Imagine trying to complete a task, but your mind keeps wandering, or you find yourself acting on impulse without thinking things through. That's what it's like for many people with ADHD. Inattention can make it tough to follow instructions or stay organized, while impulsivity might lead to hasty decisions or difficulty managing emotions. Hyperactivity can add an extra layer of challenge, making it hard to sit still or stay quiet when it's needed.
Now, how does chess fit into this picture? Well, chess is more than just a game. It's a mental workout. When you play chess, you need to focus on multiple aspects of the game: tracking the position of pieces, planning your next moves, and predicting your opponent's strategy. This level of mental engagement is precisely what individuals with ADHD need to practice. Playing chess can help improve sustained attention by requiring players to concentrate on the game for longer periods. It also encourages divided attention, as players must manage several factors simultaneously. For someone with ADHD, this practice can gradually enhance their ability to maintain focus on various tasks in their daily lives.
Moving on to self-control, chess offers significant benefits here as well. The game requires players to think carefully before making a move. Impulsive moves often lead to unfavorable outcomes, so players learn to pause, reflect, and make strategic decisions. This practice is invaluable for developing impulse control. Chess also teaches patience and delayed gratification. Instead of seeking immediate rewards, players must plan their moves with long-term goals in mind. This can help individuals with ADHD practice waiting and prioritizing future benefits over instant results. Additionally, managing the emotional ups and downs of the game, such as dealing with a loss or a challenging situation, can help improve emotional regulation and resilience.
So, how does chess fit into a broader ADHD management plan? Chess is a fantastic complement to traditional treatments like medication and behavioral therapy. While medication can help manage symptoms and therapy can provide strategies for coping, chess offers a practical, engaging way to reinforce key skills like focus and self-control. Integrating chess into an ADHD management plan can be both fun and effective. For instance, incorporating regular chess sessions into a routine can help enhance the skills developed through other therapies. Plus, the game's structured environment provides a supportive space for practicing these skills in a low-pressure setting.
If you're considering introducing chess to someone with ADHD, here are a few tips to get started. First, keep it simple and engaging. Begin with the basics of the game, and make sure the experience is enjoyable rather than overwhelming. Interactive chess apps and online platforms can make learning fun and accessible, create a positive environment where the individual feels encouraged and supported.
Regular chess offers a way to improve focus and attention span, as the game requires sustained concentration and strategic thinking. Schools and educational institutions are also jumping on the chess bandwagon, incorporating it into their curricula to promote cognitive development. Kids who play chess tend to show improvements in problem-solving skills, critical thinking, and even academic performance. It's a fun and effective way to help students develop important cognitive skills that will benefit them throughout their lives. And let's not forget seniors. Chess programs designed for older adults are becoming more popular as a way to keep the mind active and engaged. These programs provide social interaction, mental stimulation, and can even help delay cognitive decline associated with aging. It's a wonderful example of how a simple game can have profound effects on mental health and quality of life.